I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable. We need to bring remedy to the people. Happy Monday. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So on Friday morning, we got the news that Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire was cutting ties with Candace Owens after Owens had spent the start of 2024 exposing the international Jewish lobby and its disproportionate control of American foreign and domestic policy and its genocide campaign of women and children in Gaza. Owens waded into dangerous waters. You see, she did too much noticing, and she revealed the truth that she found to her audience. That makes her a journalist. And that truth is that Israel is a baby-killing war machine, and that subversive Marxist Jews are peddling pornographic, predatory filth in our schools, in our entertainment industry, and really in every walk of life. But most importantly, Candace Owens used her platform at the Daily Wire to promote Christianity. Now, obviously, this didn't sit too well with Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. And Shapiro himself, who's repeatedly mocked the death of Jesus Christ, launched into a public campaign against Owens, which has now culminated in her apparent firing. Ben Shapiro has obviously drawn a very clear line in the sand for the Daily Wire employees. You criticize Israel, you ask questions about Jews, you're fired. You're gone. And at the Daily Wire, the truth only goes as far as Ben Shapiro and his Israeli bosses say it does. This guy is the guy who gets on his show every day to call for the extermination of Palestinian children. But the moment anyone questions it, they're an anti-Semite. They need to be shut down. Ben Shapiro uses ADL tactics to shut down dissent. He's controlled opposition who's been planted into conservative media to corral well-meaning people into an ideological prison, much like how the Israelis have corralled millions of Palestinians into an open-air prison camp called Gaza. You see, Shapiro presents himself and his company as the ultimate authority on culture war issues like transgenderism, but he won't let you know that the Jews are responsible for it. They created it. But you're supposed to listen to Ben Shapiro because he wears a tiny hat and goes on the Fox News channel. His entire company was built to take down the MAGA movement, to serve as an alternative to populism. He left Breitbart back when they were still pushing hard news because they wouldn't torpedo Trump. Shapiro is controlled. He's a cockroach. He's a cancer. He's filth. And this Candace Owens situation has woken many people to that. And it's not just Shapiro, no, his entire network. All of these supposedly Christian free speech supporters over at the Daily Wire are falling in line behind their boss, behind their Jewish overseer. But of course, there's a whole lot more to the situation than Ben Shapiro. Candace Owens has become a target of the entire Jewish victimhood lobby, especially Rabbi Shmuley, who claims to be a man of God but sells butt plugs and other sex toys with his own daughter. He calls them kosher sex products. And if you don't like them, he says, you're anti-Semitic also. It doesn't get any more disgusting than Rabbi Shmuley. So who better to serve as the enforcer for the Jewish lobby, an enforcer for the most perverted Jews of them all? The ones who run Hollywood, the ones who rule over the entertainment industry that's poisoning the minds of Americans day in and day out. American children with homosexual propaganda, transgenderism, and the mocking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look, this situation with Candace Owens, it really started to blow up when she exposed Rabbi Shmuley. When she introduced him to the world as the subversive Jewish enforcer that he is, who was blackmailing her and threatening her and trying to stop her from revealing what she had noticed. Shmuley has made countless posts and videos attacking and threatening Owens. He's unhinged. He's a psychopath. He's written articles about her. He's very obviously mobilized other Jewish enforcers, other rabbis, supposed men of God, to come out against her as well. Just before she got fired, Candace interviewed a rabbi called Michael Barclay. He became so frustrated with her, he became so emotional that he went totally mask off and called for the genocide of Palestinians. He said their lives aren't worth as much as the lives of Israelis, and that if you think they are, you're an anti-Semite. All of this because Candace said she didn't want to see Palestinian children slaughtered. But the most ridiculous chapter of this Shmuley saga came over the weekend when this perverted freak hijacked his family's religious celebration to dress up like an anti-Jewish propaganda character to celebrate Candace's firing. Yeah, while they were celebrating the Jewish holiday of Purim, which involves dressing in Halloween-like costumes, Shmuley put on this giant hook nose and wrote filth across his forehead. He carried around a red cup, which he said was full of the blood of Christian children. We have no reason to believe that he was lying. And he wore a shirt covered in $100 bills with Candace Owens Jew written across the front of it.
Hi, everybody. Purim is a day of celebration. We feel bad for Candace Owens that she lost her job. So I figure, with her image of what Jews are supposed to look like, why not at least validate her? I am dressed up as a Candace Owens Jew. Now, this is not a Christian child, it's a Jewish child. But if it would be, I got my Christian blood. Mmm, spicy, delicious. I got my Jewish nose. I have filth, because Jews are all filth. And more than anything else, what does Zadie have?
Money!
Yeah, we Jews are all about money!
How about the Benjamin?
So, of course, just like any other pervert, Shmuley had to involve his family's children in this little stunt. In another video wearing the same costume, he showed off the kids. He joked with them about drinking the blood of Christians. They were terrorized. They were terrified. He even asked one of these kids if he was a little Christian panda so that he could drink his blood.
Hi, I'm a Candace Owens Jew. I love Israel and I hate America. Dual loyalty. I'm filth, but I love cash. Love money. It's all about the Benjamins. Money, money, money. But more than anything else, what I really want, what my giant nose needs just to grow more warts, is Christian blood. Let me see if I can find any. Let me see. Easy. Are you guys, you Jewish children? This is not my day. This sucks. You're wearing Israeli flag? Esther, are you wearing an Israeli flag? What's this big nose that Zadie has? Is that a big, giant Jewish schmoz? Are you a panda? Are you a Christian panda so I can drink some of this? Yeah, okay, good. Happy Purim, everybody.
And you know, that's not all that Shmuley was doing to celebrate Purim. He did more than dress up like some kind of a pedophile drinking Christian blood. He dressed up like a cowboy and gave lap dances to kids. He posted footage of it on the internet, which can be found on my Instagram channel at Stu Peters Official. I mean, this guy is absolutely disgusting. He puts it all out in the open. He doesn't care because he thinks he's invincible. Because if he catches a charge, he'll just flee to Israel, like all of the other Jewish pedophiles do. You know, this Shmuley character, he spent so much time pretending to be the victim of anti-Semitism, pretending to be the victim of his imaginary scourge, that he's turned himself into an anti-Semitic cartoon character. He is the walking, talking version of the poster that you would see in 1930s Weimar Germany, and he's proud of it. Because this is a way to cast himself as the victim of some kind of a religious discrimination, some kind of imaginary ethnic discrimination. He's a professional victim of anti-Semitism. He uses it to perpetuate the Jewish grip on power. Top Lobster has been doing a lot of noticing himself. We won't silence him. You're not getting fired from this program. This guy is a disgusting, what appears to be a pedophile and a freak show.
I agree. It's disturbing. Hearing that, seeing that again is disturbing. But I kind of want to just go back and backtrack a little bit, because what started this Candace Owens thing off was her saying Christ is king. And she had a little tiff with Ben Shapiro, and he said that's anti-Semitic. Technically, they're the ones who put INRI on the cross above Jesus Christ's head, which means king of the Jews. So this was on you. We're just repeating it. And he is the king. And it, you know what? I will go even further. It is anti-Semitic to say that because it completely undermines your entire belief system. Your Moshiach was probably Hitler and he gave you Israel. Our Messiah, the real one, Jesus Christ, came to save our sins. So it's at complete odds, it's incompatible with whatever they're doing in their synagogues and underground. Now, to address the Rabbi Shmuley issue, I kind of went back and forth with this in my head. Like, is this guy playing the victim? Is he creating more victims? Yes, certainly with the children. And that's their MO. They have to create victims with the children, with the Holocaust narrative, so that they can grow up and they can be good Jews, continuing the narrative and pushing their victimhood forward into the next generation. But to me, it seems like a little bit more than that. This seems like schizophrenia. And if you're familiar with this, it's a diagnosis that I believe like 40% of the Ashkenazi Jews have this. And it's a mental condition, but it's even more than that. I believe it's a spiritual condition. I don't think it's just an imbalance of chemicals in the brain. We on my other show, we spoke to Dr. Jerry Marzinski. He's a licensed psychotherapist for 35 years, and he's worked in the field, in jails, in psych wards, in his own practice. And he believes that these voices that schizophrenics hear are actually different entities, not just hallucinations. They have their own... they have their own ideas. They follow this. They follow certain patterns, and they also react negatively towards the name of Jesus Christ, specifically Psalm, the 23rd Psalm. He said that they act like worms on a frying pan. So if we're going to start to put all that stuff together, just to go back to this spirituality stuff, it seems quite demonic what's going on here. Then you look at him pinching his niece's nipple and dancing on another child, and it's just like, par for the course. You're dressed the part as well. This is supposed to be a mockery of us, but really it's almost an admission of your insanity.
Yeah, and isn't he proving like every stereotype correct at this point?
He certainly is. And I almost feel bad for him. If they weren't like actually running the world and victimizing everybody else, I'd feel horrible for these people because they live in their own personal hell. It must be horrible to have to wake up every day and think about Candace Owens, because she completely destroyed him. I mean, worse than Trump did to Kathy Griffin. I'd say this was top level destruction on every single level, and she didn't have to do much to do it. So this guy's living in his own personal hell, and I watch him, but honestly, I say we should just leave him there because he deserves everything he's gotten from all the stuff that he's been doing for his entire rabbinic career, from Michael Jackson to Candace Owens. Now look at the sorry state that he's in, and it's hard to celebrate for me almost. I see this, and I see somebody with complete mental illness, but then I also see that it's proliferated through our society. We have to get their hands off the levers of society, because society will become sick, as just as sick as these people. When you look around and you look at the pornography that's rampant, when you look at the insanity that's on our TVs, that's in our music constantly, and you wonder why. It's schizophrenia, but is it linked to entities? Is it linked to demonic spirits? Quite possibly. Quite possibly, Stu.
Well, these people are definitely in league with Satan. There's no question about it. They deny that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. I mean, it's really plain and simple. It doesn't get any more simple than that. They're trying to usher in the Messiah by building the third temple. These people think that they're going to fulfill the prophecy of God. It's just, I mean, there's nothing more blasphemous than Judaism. To be honest,
actually, a little bit of information there. I think that they have three perfect red heifers.
Yeah, they got them from Texas, by the way, and they imported they imported them into some undisclosed hidden location in Israel.
Did you notice where in Texas they came from?
I didn't.
It's right at the crosshairs of both of these solar eclipses. The one that happened that Trump looked at, and the one that's going to happen on April 8th, right there, right in the middle. We live in strange times, man. It's interesting times, and I thank God for living in them, but sometimes I wish it was just like, you know, maybe we could just live a little bit normal, more normal of a life, but here we are.
Everything is a movie. Everything is fake. I actually, in a freestyle monologue last night with King Bao, went live with him a couple of times. You can, on Instagram, you can find it. Again, my Instagram is @StuPetersOfficial. This is probably one of the better breakdowns that I've ever done about the times that we're living in. And it was just off the cuff. I really am getting frustrated, but I also remain optimistic. The thing that bothers me the most, you mentioned this perpetual victimhood that, you know, Shmuley and his ilk have to ingrain into these young children. What he actually did right there was victimize children. I mean, as like a sexual predator, he was twerking on a little boy's lap. Okay. He was pinching this little girl's nipple and talking to them about drinking their blood overtly. These are young children. He just traumatized the shit out of these people, these little kids. It's absolutely disgusting. It's grotesque. Well, and there's a special place right next to the Lake of Fire, beachfront, for guys like him. Final words, go ahead. Yeah.
They've gotten away with it for years, and they've gotten so comfortable doing it that they're just live streaming it now, which, you know, to the benefit of us, we can now see it and maybe put an end to this. Or I'm not sure that we can put an end to this, or if this just comes to a culmination where there's some kind of a final culmination, final battle that's going to happen, and it's going to happen pretty soon. All things are pointing to that. So all the chess pieces are in place, and we might see some interesting stuff in the next couple of years or so.
Top Lobster, I agree 100%. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stu Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STU for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution. Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew. So on Friday, at least 133 people were killed, gunned down, mowed down, murdered, and over 100 more were wounded in this terrorist attack on a Russian concert hall just outside of Moscow. Now, almost immediately after this attack was done, we were told that ISIS was responsible for it, that some ISIS offshoot in Afghanistan called ISIS-K took responsibility for the attack, and that they had done it in the name of Islam. You know, like 9/11. Now, never mind the fact that over and over again, we've been told ISIS was defeated. But now they've suddenly resurfaced. They have been rejuvenated. They have been re-strengthened. And they've mustered up enough strength to take on the Russians, to subvert Russia's national security apparatus and carry out an attack that killed over 130 people just outside of the country's capital city. Oh, and it just so happens to coincide with this huge escalation in Russia's conflict with Ukraine, which has seen Ukraine start launching artillery strikes on civilian targets inside of Russia's borders as France threatens to send in thousands of troops to join the fight. So when combined with the inconvenient truth that ISIS has long been a tool of the CIA and the Mossad to destabilize the Middle East, and the fact that Ukrainian military commanders have been known to sport ISIS insignia and are alleged to have direct military ties to them, the ISIS attack story begins to fall apart, or at least become highly suspect. Yeah, it's starting to look like the Ukrainians and the CIA and NATO and more all had a role in carrying out this attack. Weird. You mean the same people that ushered in the fake regime that's reigning over Ukraine right now after effecting a violent coup in 2014 to unseat a democratically elected administration where both sides agreed that the vote was fair? Yeah, these people helped the CIA in planning this attack and facilitating this attack and in seeing this attack through. They mobilized some of their assets and they sent them in for the kill. Video footage that's come out of this attack has only furthered this belief for many. Take a look.
Сюда иди, блядь! Ёбаный в рот! Блядь! Блядь!
Паника, паника! Паника, тише! Тише, паника! Спокойно! Спокойно, пожалуй! Ребят!
I mean, it's just sheer panic. So these guys knew exactly what they were doing. They knew that they were going to cause maximum damage. They knew that they were going for maximum shock value. They went in and they started executing people. They mowed people down execution style from point blank range. They mutilated their bodies. They smeared their blood all over the floor and all over the walls. There were fires, there were explosions, and of course, they shouted plenty of Islamic religious phrases. And when they were done, they took off for Ukraine. At least four suspects have been arrested so far. They were caught on their way to Ukraine. They were heading toward the Ukrainian border. And according to the Russian authorities, including Putin himself, they were working with allies inside of Ukraine to pull the whole thing off. All four of them have been charged with violating Russian terrorism laws, and they appeared in court in rather rough shape. Actually, it should be noted that in America, these guys would be treated like royalty. They'd be extended high-dollar lawyers and constitutional rights. But in Russia, they were hunted down like dogs, and one of them actually had his ear cut off and fed to him because the Russians actually care about standing up for themselves. They've been fighting this fight for a decade now. Yeah, because it was 10 years ago that using the same tactics that they used in the Middle East to create ISIS and birth the Arab Spring, Obama, Biden, and Soros sparked the Ukrainian color revolution that ushered in this war. And that ushered in, by the way, this illegitimate, pedophilic, Nazi-like regime under the watch of Volodymyr Zelensky after they effected a violent coup to unseat a democratically elected administration where both sides agreed that the vote was fair. So the CIA has been neck deep in this from the start. They have facilitated terror attack after terror attack, and they've turned it into an all-out war. And it looks obvious that the United States had foreknowledge of this latest attack. Yeah, earlier this month, the State Department actually put out a notice warning Americans in Russia to stay away from concert halls, telling them there might be a terrorist attack at a concert hall. And what do you know? That's exactly what happened. Peter Arquinones joins us now to share more on this. Peter, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but it's looking less and less like ISIS carried this out and more like the CIA did this in the name of ISIS, using them as a scapegoat. What say you?
History tells us that this is just a game plan. If you look at pre-9/11, 2001, reporters who were there said that they saw CIA training Uyghurs to send them back to China to disrupt China. So this is just in the history. This could be MI6. This could be Mossad. This could be a bunch of different groups who work together to pull off things like this. It's meant to throw Putin off. It's meant to, in my opinion, to make Putin attack civilian targets, which he hasn't done now. As a response to this, he's gone after the Dnipro Dam. He didn't take out the dam itself, but he took out the control towers that allowed the dam to operate, taking out power. He started reproducing the Fab 3000 bomb again, which has a 900-meter blast radius. He's not taking this lightly, and he's also used the term, again, denazification. When Putin uses the term denazification, what he's talking about is regime change. His goal now is get Zelensky out of there at all costs. And that's what he's going to do. He's launched a couple missiles into Kiev. They've gone after certain apartment buildings, which I assume that there would be command centers. But this is a guy who does not go after civilian populations like the CIA does, like the FBI has done in the past in Oklahoma City. And the FBI in Oklahoma City, the CIA everywhere. And it's just to throw Putin off and to try to get him to do something that will make the world hate him even more than they already do because of the Zionist controlled media.
So, yeah, provoking him to commit war crimes, much like what we see Israel doing right now in Gaza, just bombing kids and taking down entire apartment complexes. Actually, Vladimir Putin sent transport in to get ethnic Russians out of this conflict and to get them out of harm's way. What happened to them? Neo-Nazis called the Azov Battalion, which are under the direct command of Volodymyr Zelensky, the homosexual who played the piano with his penis, an actor who allegedly has a multi-million dollar mansion in Miami, who travels around like some rock star on a concert tour. And he ordered them to do this, shoot him in the back. He ordered these same people to hunt down Russian troops' families. These people, these Azov Battalion people, were actually eating Russian soldiers. We have found child organ harvesting operations in Ukraine, the Russian soldiers have. We know that there are at least over 24 bioweapons labs that are Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen, U.S. taxpayer-funded bioweapons labs, ostensibly where COVID-19's genetic sequences were mustered up before blaming China and this wet market when a bat and a pangolin had sex and this novel coronavirus was born. I mean, there are a lot of bodies buried in Ukraine, and I think Vladimir Putin knows that. If I were sitting down to interview him, unlike Tucker, these would be the real questions that we would ask him. What do you think his answers would be?
Well, I think he knows everything that's going on there. But more than anything, he knows that Zelensky is a Jewish Zionist pawn. As a teenager, Zelensky wanted to travel to Israel to study in Israel, and his dad wouldn't let him. This is the whole Ukraine project. This war started in 2014. It's actually older, but this conflict started in 2014. It did not start in February of 2022. The first bodies started dropping in 2014 due to NGOs going in there, having a color revolution, just like they normally do, just like they do in so many places they want to be. But this is Zionist controlled. We know that Odessa, the city of Odessa, has more synagogues than the state of Israel does. They're trying to set up a new Khazaria. They're trying to set up a new Israel in Ukraine. That was the goal from the start. They wanted to clean out Ukrainians. Someone in the State Department right at the beginning said, we're willing to fight for Ukrainians' freedom, Ukraine's freedom right down to the last Ukrainian. This is an ethnic cleansing. They just want to kill them all so that they can have their new Khazaria, because, I mean, look, it's the breadbasket of Europe. You can grow pretty much anything there. And what can you grow in Israel? Not much. So they want control of this. This has been the plan all along. And if you want to know where this goes back to, all you have to do is go to the start of the war and look at the seven oligarchs that ran Ukraine, all of Jewish descent, all Zionists. This is a 100% Zionist play in Ukraine. And there's the evidence for that. That's not even controversial at this point. If you listen to you even have Colonel Douglas McGregor saying that, you have Tucker Carlson saying that. This is the mainstream thought now.
What is Vladimir Putin going to do? What do you think he should do?
I think he should do everything he can to take out Zelensky. Of course, Zelensky will be replaced. No problem. What should he do? Honestly, just take the country back. Take Kiev. This is what he should have done from the start. He should have just went in, took Kiev. I mean, just full on blitzkrieg.
I think that a lot of this, though, is his conscious awareness of civilian casualties and his unwillingness to exact unnecessary civilian death. I really believe that that's what it is, because, you know, when you look at the sheer numbers at the beginning of this war, which, by the way, it's an undeclared war. Congress is the only one that can declare war. They haven't, but yet they've opened up the purse strings, sending hundreds of billions of dollars of our money to this whole fake construct called Ukraine. Arbitrary borders set up after Lenin's communist revolution. I mean, a lot of the people that settled there just wanted to be Russia. They spoke Russian. They were ethnic Russians. They didn't want to be Ukraine. And so then you have this population of people where half of them are pro-Russia, half are anti-Russia and hate Russia, and that's too bad. But then we decided to meddle in 2014, as you said, and it's violent coup that was then painted by the Jewish-funded media as this popular BLM-style uprising. I mean, it's all just a huge joke. They did election theft. They shut down opposition television channels. They hunted down opposition political opponents and assassinated them or jailed them. And Zelensky was responsible for doing all of this. Who's commanding him to do this? Who is the puppeteer pulling the strings of this Volodymyr Zelensky, a fake president, by the way, with a fake name? Even his name is fake. How many Y's are in it this week? I mean, that keeps changing too. So who is it that's pulling the strings? Is it the Rothschilds, who have literally funded every single regime change and military intervention carried out by this military-industrial complex for the last 100 years?
I would say that he does not take orders from anybody except Anthony Blinken. I think he has a direct line to Anthony Blinken, who, by the way, you can trace Anthony Blinken's ancestors to a 10-mile radius of Lvov in Ukraine, just like you can Victoria Nuland, just like you can so many Zionists who work in the government. This is a centuries-old blood grudge. It goes back to the Khmelnytsky uprising, where they claim 40,000 Jews were massacred. It was probably more like 3,000. Why were they massacred? Because they were calling for an end of the world, because their Messiah had come, and they were like, well, we'll just kill everybody in Poland right now. We'll kill everybody in Ukraine. This is, people don't understand that this thing, you're going back 500-600 years when you want to talk about what's happening in Ukraine and why it's this the Zionist Jewish mafia who just wants this country back, and they want it back for no other reason out of spite, and they want to spite Putin, and they want to kill Putin just because Putin put the seven oligarchs to heel in Russia, six of which were Jewish. So it's just an ethnic grudge all the way through.
Well, going back to the sheer numbers thing that I was talking about, at the beginning of this fake war, the Ukrainian army reported that they had 175,000 active duty troops. The Russian military, Vladimir Putin's military, has 1.1 million active duty, another 1.4 million in reserves. He has satellite guided weaponry. He has advanced weapons. And, you know, ostensibly nukes, I guess, if those things exist. He could have completely obliterated Ukraine in about 20 minutes, and he didn't do that. He could have overtaken all of Europe. If he wants to, he could do that tomorrow. He could start that campaign. He could activate those reservists and have 2.6 million troops just doing the damage that they do. He could use his Navy. He could use his Air Force. He's got all of the assets to be able to do it. He hasn't done it. I think that he absolutely should take Ukraine as well. And I think that anybody here in the United States who flies a Ukrainian flag in the absence of an American flag should be hunted down by the military, and they should face tribunals, and they should be held accountable to extreme accountability upon their conviction. These people have been there are so many innocent victims of this Jewish-funded, Jewish-controlled narrative media, this corporate media, that are like literally flying Ukrainian flags outside of their house. I saw one the other day that had the Star of Remfan flag and the Ukrainian flag with a big sign in the middle that said, "We care. We care. We care." Oh my God. These poor Nazis that are committing these war crimes, these poor Israelis who are bombing, dropping freaking bombs on the heads of innocent women and children in Gaza, a place that's occupied by 50% of the population there, very densely populated, under the age of 15. 75% under the age of 25. They've never even heard of Hamas. They have no idea what a Hamas is. They don't have anything to do with Hamas. What's the benchmark for success for Israel, by the way, and the military-industrial complex in Gaza? They're just going to clean them all out. So if they're going to kill all these innocent men, women, and children, why should we be concerned about Vladimir Putin going and retaking Ukraine? At least we know that he's going to do it without committing more crimes. At least we know that he's going to do it militarily and strategically, that he's going to go in and take out vital strategic targets, and he's going to oust or assassinate that Nazi Jew that calls himself Vladimir Zelensky. Who in the hell knows who this guy actually is? 1 minute, final words.
Well, they got their wish. On top of basically depopulating Ukraine, I would say that probably 500,000 Ukrainians have died. Scott Ritter says that just from the amount of obituaries that are in the newspapers. They've got Christians killing Christians. And this is something that, to me, is probably something that they love. If you've been on Twitter, you see how much they hate Christ. You see how much they hate Christians. And now you have Orthodox Christians killing Orthodox Christians. I don't think they could be happier at this point.
Yeah. These are the uncomfortable truths that we have to understand are really difficult for us to realize are actually reality because we've been programmed to believe something completely different under the empire of lies for so many decades. And thank you for helping us to understand more of this. Peter Quinones, welcome back anytime. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C., but look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Welcome back. So the human heart is a strong and very complex organ, beautifully created by God to power our bodies in everything that we do. It's our body's power station. It works 24/7 to keep us alive. A lot of us believe that we feel feelings in our heart. Those of us who are being vulnerable, even us men, can admit that. But more and more Americans are suffering from serious heart health issues physically that not only shorten their lives, but it also makes the time that they do have less enjoyable, less comfortable because of the total body health issues that go hand in hand with poor heart health. Now, unfortunately, our modern lifestyle has a lot to do with this. In fact, it presents many roadblocks to developing and maintaining good heart health. The foods that we eat are filled with preservatives and other additives that wreak havoc on our cardiovascular system. They're stuffed with empty calories that lead to weight gain, that places additional stress on the human heart. And combined with the sedentary lifestyles that so many Americans now live, where they're stuck behind a desk for most hours of the day, our hearts are at more of a risk than ever before. Our hearts are being prevented from operating at full capacity, prevented from helping us to live out our full potential and hitting a stride of physical health. So with these low-intensity lives and horrible diets and huge swaths of people developing problems like chronic fatigue, there is a remedy. They're marketed heavily caffeine, energy drinks, coffees. That only makes matters worse. So don't buy into that crap. They create a boom and bust cycle that leaves you exhausted, even more inactive than you were before, because you crash at the end of the day. Oh, I need a bunch of caffeine. And again, this puts your cardiovascular health at serious risk. For years now, medical studies have demonstrated physical inactivity is a major catalyst for heart disease, stroke, other deadly health conditions. It can cause fatty materials and toxins to build up in your arteries. Of course, then that in turn sends thickened blood to your heart and other organs while causing severe damage, up to and including a heart attack. Well, luckily, something that we've talked about on this program before, something that I personally use, something that I believe in, something that has been peer-reviewed, something that is scientifically proven called CardioMiracle, has a product to help to target these issues and help to get your heart health back on track. That's because CardioMiracle offers this unique blend of nitric oxide, which is proven to help your blood get pumping as your heart stays healthy and strong. Nitric oxide is this short-lived gas produced in the walls of the arteries and veins, which is stimulated by amino acids and other ingredients included in CardioMiracle. One of the body's most powerful natural antioxidants, and there are hundreds of thousands of medical studies validating its important and beneficial impact on cellular health, is nitric oxide. You can try this CardioMiracle yourself by visiting highpowerheart.com. Again, that's highpowerheart.com. Stanford Graham is with CardioMiracle. He's also a good, close personal friend of mine and a friend of the program. He joins us now to share more on CardioMiracle. This stuff is scientifically proven. If you're a victim of receiving the jab, right? We've talked about blood clots. We've talked about these fibrous clots. This has been peer-reviewed. This isn't just some supplement that's out there on the market that bloviating blowhards push and grift to try to make some cash. This is actually saving lives. And I want you to talk about that without censoring yourself at all, without worrying about the FDA coming after you. I want you to be as forthcoming as possible about what it is exactly people in their worst condition, cardiovascular condition, how they will benefit from CardioMiracle. And people, by the way, who don't even know that they're in bad cardiovascular shape.
Good to be with you, Stu.
Yeah.
Life requires nitric oxide. Respiration, which is a common mammalian function, something we call inhaling and exhaling, inhaling oxygen, exhaling carbon dioxide. That happens because we're actually made, as our blood passes from our heart into our lungs, it's oxygenated. It's imbued with oxygen in exchange for carbon dioxide. Respiration involves the exchange of an oxygen molecule for a carbon dioxide molecule. In 2015, a study by Dr. Stambler identified there was a third gas molecule exchange involved in that exchange, too, and it's nitric oxide. Nitric oxide facilitates the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, which is the process we call breathing. The fuel, the exclusive fuel for endothelial nitric oxide is an amino acid called L-arginine. Recent studies have demonstrated, as you have pointed out, that our poor American diet, the food that we eat that is anemic of nutrition, is woefully inadequate in L-arginine. Our body produces very little of it. We have to consume L-arginine through dietary intake. L-arginine, again, is the exclusive fuel, Stu, that our body needs to produce nitric oxide. Let me say that again. L-arginine, which is contained in the food that we eat, like meats, seeds, and other foods, is necessary for one of our organs, our endothelium, this inner lining of our vascular system, Stu, to produce nitric oxide. You don't eat enough L-arginine, you're not going to produce enough nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is necessary for breathing. It's also necessary for the health of the blood. Many people don't know, Stu, that our blood is an organ of the body. Our blood is connective tissue. It's the organ that our body uses to communicate all data to all other biosystems and all other organs in the body.
Yeah, sure. If there's something wrong with your blood and your liver detects it, your liver goes into action to eliminate that toxin. Same with all the rest of your organs. I want you to, that was a really good scientific explanation. People that don't know what you just said, can you put this into lay terms? In today's society, we are subjected to, a lot of people have received this clot shot and they regret it. They're having heart problems. A lot of people are, who actually resisted getting it directly put in their arm, are subjected to the shedding we now know to be a factual phenomenon. It's not even a phenomenon. It's factual. It's happening. This is real. And so people are coming into contact with other people. Is that affecting their hearts as well? Because we saw dirty blood from people who have not received this. How is it helping people? And talk about the peer-reviewed studies that show that it's helping these people.
Sure. A 2020 study on cardiomyocyte demonstrated immediate nitric oxide production from human endothelial cells when contacted by cardiomyocyte. What does this mean? Stu, the target of the spike protein, and this is in data recorded in multiple patents over decades, that a mutual friend of ours, David Martin,
Dr. David Martin, absolute hero. Go ahead.
That spike protein's injury vector is our blood vessels. It's the very cell that makes nitric oxide. The spike protein permeates our vascular system, which makes us septic. It allows liquids inside the vascular compartment to flow outside of it into the interstitial tissue, and from that tissue back inside our blood compartment. It mixes fluids that aren't made to mix without having a toxic effect on humans. We know this, even doctors from Harvard Medical School identified the COVID-19 scam as well as the spike proteins as an endothelial dysfunction disease. Those cells I mentioned, the endothelial cells, are those that make nitric oxide. They're those that protect the walls of the vascular tissue. They're the cells that regulate the information that the blood is carrying to communicate outside the blood vessel. Information like oxygen, hydration, nutrition. When our vascular system is injured by the spike protein, when our blood itself as a connective tissue and primary organ of the body becomes an inflammatory agent, then you see what we're seeing in the health circles that we see today. We see a new cause of death that's caused a death by unknown causes. Suddenly, people dying suddenly, the great work that you've done on that. It's actually a new category of cause of death. But we know the cause is the spike protein, which drives inflammatory molecules in the blood. It drives perforation of our vascular system. It causes the dysregulation of homeostasis between the internal pressure in our vascular tissue and the pressure outside of it. Nitric oxide, taking cardiomyocyte, and our studies prove, we have a 2022 study in the Frontiers in Nutrition periodical that demonstrate that long-term production of nitric oxide, number one, optimizes blood flow. And that just doesn't mean just through the cardiovascular system. It means through the walls of the vascular tissue so that the blood can communicate the data that the cells need in order to live, including oxygen, as I said, hydration, nutrition. It optimizes blood viscosity, which is the speed at which your blood travels.
And this allows good nutrients that you're putting in your body and other supplements to actually get into the cells as well. I drink water all day long, 2 gallons. We were talking off the air about this. I drink about 2 gallons. Well, if you're drinking, just simply drinking 2 gallons of water every day, you're just pissing out a lot of the stuff that you're trying to put in your body for good, or stuff that you're naturally consuming through whole foods that are good for your body, the minerals and the proteins and all these things, the vitamins that your body needs, you're just pissing it out. So what I do in order to retain some of that is throughout the day, I put Himalayan salt in my water. Here's a little secret for everybody. Just a little bit of Himalayan salt inside of your water so that your body retains all of those things and you're not just discharging everything. But also in here, twice a day, I add other supplements. One of them is Cardio Miracle. For a guy who is, you know, fit and active like myself, how is Cardio Miracle helping me when I go to the gym, for example, when I'm working out, when I'm trying to get rid of stubborn body fat, when I'm trying to put on lean muscle? How is it helping me, the healthy person?
You'll feel energy. You mentioned the garbage about energy drinks. The reason you'll feel energy, mental clarity, and an activated body with Cardio Miracle is because nitric oxide is that natural high. You're optimizing the oxygen levels in your blood, Stu. So when you're working out, you can push harder. Your endurance increases. Your recovery time decreases. Your muscular tissue repairs more quickly because the blood flow is higher. This is all proven through medical science and is well published in the literature. Secondarily, as I mentioned, blood speed, the vascular characteristic of the blood. The more viscous your blood is, the thicker it gets. One of the primary indications of somebody who has diabetes, Stu, is thick blood. What happens when people have thick blood? Well, you start chopping off extreme body parts. You start at the feet and work back. You start losing your eyesight. Thick blood cannot perform the function that healthy blood does. Nitric oxide facilitates the optimal viscosity of blood so that it has a less viscous characteristic, like your water. It flows freely, carries nutrients effectively, communicates those nutrients through the vascular wall into the tissue. Outcome, you think better, you feel better, you move better, your endurance is higher, your recovery is faster, you sleep better. The list goes on and on.
I can't deny any of that. All of that is actually very real. And to add the icing to the cake, real doctors, not the Western medicine freak shows that led all of your aunts and uncles to their death during the pandemic, but real doctors like Dr. George Yakos, by the way, who's in Fort Myers, Florida. I think you're familiar with Dr. Yakos. My mom goes and sees Yakos. I went to see Yakos. I thought that I might have some heart thing going on. Went there. I'm all clear. But one thing that he does is he recommends to all of his patients Cardio Miracle. And he actually sat and talked to me and to my mom about the benefits of Cardio Miracle. And this is an honest doctor who actually takes people. He's a cardio doctor. What do you call those guys? What do you call the cardio doctor? Cardiologist. There you go. Yeah, there he is. He's a cardiologist. So, I mean, this guy who specializes in the heart is actually looking at people's blood and then recommending Cardio Miracle and then looking at their blood after they have taken Cardio Miracle and been on the supplement. And this Cardio Miracle actually works almost immediately. It starts doing things inside of you that are beneficial to your cardiovascular system. So I'm out of time here and I could talk about this all day long because this really is a miracle. But when people go to highpowerheart.com, what can they expect? And what kind of, you know, love are you showing to the Stu crew and the Stu Peters audience? I know that I signed up for auto ship, so my container comes every month. And it's perfect timing, by the way. You guys have this thing figured out exactly to a T with the size of the container that Cardio Miracle comes in, because just as I'm taking my last scoops the next day, it shows up. But what can people expect?
Stu, at Cardio Miracle, we support you. Now, I want everybody listening to understand that as a company, we support the work that Stu Peters does. This guy's a freaking warrior. He's been on the front line taking bullets and arrows for everybody. Dude never steps back, And it's my honor to call Stu a dear friend. Yeah, so we're happy to extend discounts, savings to folks who buy to support Stu Peters' work. It's absolutely necessary. And in fact, you know, Stu, when people subscribe, they get automatic savings. We pay the shipping. They get something on the order of a 35% discount. So we certainly encourage everybody to subscribe so that you regularly get the food that you need. Cardio Miracle is a fabulous combination of amino acids, which are absolutely essential to maintain the production of nitric oxide, as well as over 4 dozen fabulous power foods. There's our anti-inflammatory, antioxidative food, and it's this blend, Stu, of those foods and those amino acids together with these vitamins and minerals that are contained in CardioMiracle that give you a drink, a food supplementation, actually elementation of food, which is why you feel so great that really you can't get this anywhere else. So we do invite you, come to highpowerheart.com, get your supply of CardioMiracle. You won't regret it.
No, you won't. Absolutely. We don't talk about products on this program that we don't believe in or that I don't personally use myself. And I'm just telling you that this product is among my favorites of everything that we talk about. It truly is saving lives. You people at highpowerheart.com are just yeah. And to call me a personal friend, yes, that sentiment is repeated here. And thank you for being a close friend of mine as well and for doing such great things, for supporting this program and for supporting the people that watch it. Go to highpowerheart.com. Again, that's highpowerheart.com. Don't fool around with your heart. And if you've got that fat that's hanging on, if you're pre-diabetic, if you're diabetic, this stuff is for you. If you want to put on that lean muscle, if you want your heart to operate long-term as it's supposed to, you don't want to lose your eyesight, you don't want that thick blood. I mean, all of these things, if you're around people who have received this kill shot, this death shot, this clot shot, and they're shedding, make sure that you have this and put it in your water twice a day. By the way, it tastes good as well. Highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. Discounts around the order of 35% plus. Sign up for auto ship, and highpowerheart.com pays the shipping, which is actually like $7.99 that you save every single month. So that shipping can get pretty expensive, especially if you have expedited shipping. Stanford Graham, amazing stuff. Thank you so much. Again, highpowerheart.com. We appreciate you being here. God bless you, sir.
Great to be with you, Sue.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called CardioMiracle. Each serving of CardioMiracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, CardioMiracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. CardioMiracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and CardioMiracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. CardioMiracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/Stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/Stu. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing that I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I like all of their flavors. It's completely improved my life. This is actually nutrition the way that nature intended. What I noticed right away, I noticed clearer skin. I noticed brighter, more vibrant skin. I noticed more energy when I wake up. I noticed better sleep at night. And Field of Greens is just radically different. It's different from anything else that you could possibly do. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. Who else is going to do that? Plus, I got you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STEW. That's promo code STEW at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STEW. I would be derelict in my duties here at the Stu Peters Show, the Stu Peters Network, everything that this thing is about. I would be derelict in my duties if I didn't introduce you to Carlos Cortez, who's here with us right now for the Money Minute. You have rightly predicted, you've made shot calls, you have rightly predicted the Fed doing different things, you have rightly predicted rate increases and decreases, you have made a whole lot of people comfortable and safe. I get emails every single day. People that come to Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, they email me and they thank me for you being here. You just predicted that banks would be closing, and now what's happening?
Well, we just saw that U.S. Bank over the weekend, of course, about 20 different branches are closing. So not the actual bank, but what they're doing is they're slowly chopping off these branches because we all know they want to track, trace, and control us through this FedNow program, artificial intelligence, surveillance, CCTVs, and everything that they can add on. They're starting to this process of tokenization, which is a big thing. BlackRock just came out last week with the fund over billions of dollars that are going to projectively be able to RWA your assets, real-world assets, which tokenization process. So your real estate, your cars, your jewelry.
They want to steal it all. That's what the goal is here, to steal it all, to confiscate it essentially, right?
No, but it's safe and convenient and effective, and you could sell faster. We've heard those words before.
But they
right?
want to steal it all. That's it's the goal, to take everything from you, to trap you in a financial prison camp.
There you go.
To steal it. Your retirement, your investment account. I mean, am I right? That's what they want to do. They want to steal everything from us.
100%.
Okay. And you have ways to protect people, to keep investments safe so that people have a compounding retirement, unlike this slow-growing, nasty, you know, Fed-controlled, Wall Street-manipulated 401k nonsense that people have been programmed to believe is the only way that they'll ever be able to retire. Then they try to go get their money. They can't get their money. They don't own anything. They don't know where their investments are. You have investments that actually compound. They make people rich, and the federal government cannot touch it.
That's right. Right?
Yeah. I want to encourage everybody who hasn't already had an appointment with you. Listen. If you watch this program, you don't need to believe me. You don't need to trust me. I think by now I've earned a lot of the trust, but you don't need to. I'm not asking you to believe everything that I say. I want you to go and vet the stuff yourself, do your own research. I've said that from the very beginning. So call Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. Vet him. Vet his America First retirement plan. Vet his never tax retirement strategy. Vet this not touchable by the federal government retirement that actually compounds and makes people rich and comfortable when you're ready to set it down. Carlos Cortez can make it happen. CortezWM.com for Cortez Wealth Management. Again, CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office. 813-448-3446, 813-448-3446. Out of time on this Monday. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, from this same cesspool, this platform of truth, at the same time. Until then, God bless you.